Winnie the Pooh and the Bees. This is Christopher Robin. He's a boy. His best friend is a bear. His name is Winnie the Pooh. His friends call him just Pooh. One day, Winnie the Pooh came up to a large tree in the forest. Buzz, 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 he heard. He looked up and saw many bees in the air. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
They're buzzing. So there are bees. And bees make honey. I like honey very much. And I want to eat it.
So he began to climb up the tree. Winnie the Pooh was high up in the tree when crack!
Help! Help!
And he fell down.
It's because I like honey so much.
Pooh decided to go and see Christopher Robin. On his way, he sang a song.
Isn't it funny how a bear likes honey? Buzz, buzz, buzz. I wonder why he does. I wonder why he does. Buzz, buzz. I wonder why he does. Give me your balloon, Christopher Robin, will you?
What do you want to do with it, Pooh?
Oh, I shall go up into the air and get the honey. The bees won't see me.
But Pooh couldn't get the honey.
There's no wind, Christopher Robin. I cannot get the honey.
Come down, then.
But I can't.
Christopher Robin knew what to do.
I shall shoot you down then.
A moment later, Pooh was on the ground.
How are you, Winnie?
I'm all right, Christopher Robin, thank you, but I'm very tired. I must go home now.
Winnie the Pooh finds Eeyore's tail. On his way home, Winnie the Pooh met Eeyore, the old grey donkey.
How are you?
Said Winnie the Pooh.
I'm quite all right, thank you. And how are you?
Said the donkey.
I'm all right too. Where's your tail, Eeyore? Have you lost it?
I have. It isn't there.
Eeyore, I, Winnie the Pooh, shall find your tail for you.
Oh, thank you, Pooh. You are a good friend. Not like some.
So Pooh came to see the owl. This bird was very clever. Everybody in the forest thought that he knew everything about everything.
Eeyore has lost his tail, Owl.
Has lost his tail, Pooh? Where?
Oh, nobody knows. What shall we do, Owl?
We must find it.
But how?
At that moment, Pooh saw something interesting.
Where did you get this thing, Owl?
I saw it in the forest, on a little tree. I thought at first somebody lived there. So I rang it, and there it was, in my hand. As nobody wanted it, I took it home, and...
Oh, oh, you made a mistake. Somebody wanted it very much.
Who?
Eeyore. It's his tail.
They brought the tail to Eeyore, and Christopher Robin put it in its right place. Everybody was very happy, and Winnie the Pooh sang this song.
Who found the tail? I, Clever Pooh. At a quarter to two, I found the tail. I found the tail.
Winnie the Pooh tries to catch a heffalump. Now you see Winnie the Pooh with another friend of his, Little Piglet. He's a pig, but he's not very big. And everybody calls him Piglet.
Look here, Piglet. This is a picture of the big, big heffalump, who also lives in our forest. I want to catch him.
Have you ever seen him?
No, I haven't, but I want to catch him all the same.
How do you want to catch him?
We shall make a trap for him.
And what shall we put into the trap?
Let's put a jar of honey. Heffalumps like honey, I think.
Pooh went to his house and took a jar of honey. Then he went to the place where Piglet was waiting for him. On the way, he thought,
is this honey or is it not? But how shall I know it? I must try it first and see if it's really honey.
And he did so.
There's the honey for the heffalump, Piglet. But it isn't quite a food jar. Put it there. And heffalump is ours. Let's meet here at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, Piglet.
And they went home because it was very late already and they wanted to sleep. Pooh is sleeping. And while he is sleeping, he sees a heffalump.
Oh, that big, bad heffalump. He's eating my honey. My honey! I must stop him.
Winnie the Pooh got up and went to the forest to stop the big, bad heffalump. When Pooh saw his jar of honey, he was very happy and began eating it. He put his head into the jar and...
Oh, help! I can't get my head out of the jar. Help!
When Piglet came up to the trap and looked down into it, he thought that it was a heffalump.
There he is, this big bad heffalump. I shall run for Christopher Robin.
Crash!
Oh, now I am free.
When Christopher Robin and Piglet came up to the trap, they didn't see any heffalump there. And Christopher Robin said,
I can't see any heffalump. What I can see is Winnie the Pooh.
Good morning, Pooh. It's me, Piglet. Get out of here. Today's Eeyore's birthday, and we must think about the presents.
Winnie the Pooh's and Piglet's presents. Now, Piglet and Pooh are talking about their presents for Eeyore.
I am going to give him this jar of honey. And what are you going to give?
Couldn't I give it to him, too? From you and me?
No, Piglet, that won't be good.
All right, then. I'll give him a balloon. I'll go and get it now, shall I?
When Piglet went home, Pooh sat down and thought. He wanted something, but he didn't know what it was. At last he said,
It's time for lunch. Yes, it's time for a little something.
And he began to eat the honey. Soon, Pooh saw that there was no more honey in the jar. And he thought,
What shall I give Eeyore as a present? Well. Oh, I'll give him this jar. It's very nice. I shall wash it clean and Eeyore will put flowers in it. He likes flowers.
Piglet got a balloon and was very happy. So he ran to Eeyore's house. He wanted to be the first with his present. He ran so fast that he didn't see anything under his feet. And suddenly he fell down. Bang! The balloon burst with a bang.
Where's my balloon?
Piglet looked very sad when he came to Eeyore's house.
Many happy returns of the day, Eeyore. Here's a present for you.
Thank you. What is it?
It was a balloon.
What color was this balloon? Well, it was a balloon.
Red.
Thank you, Piglet. I like red.
Many happy returns of the day, Eeyore.
Thank you, Pooh.
I've brought you a little present. It's a very good jar to put flowers in.
Thank you, Pooh.
Eeyore put the balloon into the jar, then took it out, then put it back again, and was very, very happy. Came to live in the forest. This is Kanga and her little son, Roo. And this is Rabbit. Rabbit is a good friend of Winnie the Pooh. When Kanga and Roo came to live in the forest, Pooh and Rabbit didn't like it. Rabbit said,
"She carries her little son in her pocket. I have 16 children. So how many pockets must I have to carry them all?"
17.
"Why 17?
"You must have one more pocket for a handkerchief."
So Pooh and Rabbit wanted Kanga and Roo to leave the forest.
"What shall we do?"
"Let's take little Roo to my home. And we shall give him back only when Kanga says that they will leave the forest."
Soon Piglet came. Pooh and Rabbit were very glad to see him.
"Listen, Piglet. When Rabbit and I will be catching little Roo, you must jump into Kanga's pocket. She won't know it's you. She'll think it's her son, and she'll run away."
It was time to have dinner, so Kanga said, "Roo, dear, we must go home. Jump in." But Roo didn't want to go home. He wanted to play. Pooh came up to Kanga and said,
"Can you see that tree, Kanga? Jump in, Piglet, quick."
So Piglet jumped into Kanga's pocket, and Kanga ran home. She didn't know that Piglet, not Roo, was in her pocket. And while Kanga ran, Piglet was saying to himself,
"Be brave, be brave, you must be brave."
At home, Kanga saw that it was Piglet in her pocket, not Roo, and she decided to teach him a lesson. She prepared a cold bath for Piglet. She knew that Piglet didn't like cold baths. "Now, Roo dear, it's time to go to bed. But before that, you'll have a cold bath."
But I don't want to. I'm not Roo. I'm Piglet. Look at me."
"Don't open your eyes, dear, or the soap goes in."
"Oh, the water's so cold."
"It's all right, Roo, dear. Now you'll be nice and clean, not like Piglet." When Piglet was out of the bath, Kanga decided to teach him another lesson. "Now there's your medicine, and then bed."
"What medicine?"
So that you'll grow big and strong, dear. You don't want to grow up small like Piglet, do you?" At that moment, Christopher Robin came. Piglet was very happy to see him.
"Christopher Robin, tell Kanga who I am. Tell her I'm not Roo."
Christopher Robin laughed.
"You can't be Roo. Roo is playing now in Rabbit's house. I've just seen him. And you can't be Piglet. I know Piglet very well, and I have never seen him so clean."
Kanga made Piglet take the medicine, and he didn't like it. And Kanga said to Christopher Robin,
"I knew it wasn't Piglet. I wonder who it can be."
When Kanga and Christopher Robin were talking, Piglet ran quickly out of the door. He didn't like to be clean. He was too clean, he thought. So he found some dust, and soon his color had changed. And at that time, Roo was happily playing with his new friend Rabbit. They loved each other very much. So Kanga and Roo stayed in the forest. And every Tuesday, Roo visited his great friend Rabbit to play with him. And every Wednesday, Kanga spent the day with her great friend Pooh, teaching him to jump. And every Thursday, Piglet spent the day with his great friend Christopher Robin, and they were all very happy. Winnie the Pooh ate too much honey. One Friday, Pooh went to see Rabbit, and he sang this song.
Rum, um, tiddle, um, dum, tiddle, um, dum, rum, dum, tiddle, idle, tiddle, idle, tiddle, idle, tiddle, idle, rum, dum, dum, diddle, dum.
He liked this song and was very happy. Rabbit gave Pooh some good things to eat.
I want to have some more honey, Rabbit.
I don't think there is any. You've eaten all I had, Pooh. Look how fat you are now.
Then I must go home.
All right, I'll come with you.
Winnie the Pooh wanted to go out, but he couldn't. Then he wanted to get back into the rabbit's room, but he couldn't do that either.
Help! What shall I do? Help!
I shall run for Christopher Robin.
When Christopher Robin came and saw Pooh, he said,
"We shall have to wait for you to get thin again."
"How long will it take?"
"A week, I think."
"But I can't stay here for a week."
"You can stay here, all right."
Christopher Robin decided to read a book to Winnie the Pooh. So for a week, he read a book at the north end of Pooh. And Rabbit hung his clothes to dry on the south end of Winnie the Pooh. At the end of the week, Christopher Robin said,
"Now?"
All their friends gathered and began to pull. They pulled and pulled and pulled. Said Pooh. And there he was free again. How they saved Piglet. Autumn came. And it began to rain. It rained, rained, and rained for days, days, and days. Poor Piglet looked out of the window. There was water all round his house, and he couldn't go out. "What shall I do?" he thought. And he decided to send a letter to his friends. He took a piece of paper and wrote on one side of it,
help. Piglet. Me.
Then he thought a little, turned the paper, and wrote on the other side of it,
"It's me, Piglet. Help."
Piglet put the piece of paper into the bottle and threw it into the water. When it began to rain, Pooh took all his jars of honey and put them high up in the tree. He sat there himself eating his honey, jar after jar. It rained for days, days and days, and on the third day he had only three jars of honey to eat. And on the fourth day, well, on the fourth day, there was no more honey for him, but he wanted to eat. On the morning of the fifth day, he saw a bottle in the water.
"It must be honey,"
he thought.
"Honey! It's honey!"
He cried and jumped down for the bottle. But there was no honey in the bottle.
"It's a letter. That's what it is. And the biggest letter in that letter is a P. And my name begins with a P. So this letter is for me. So I must go to Christopher Robin and ask him to read the letter. But I can't swim."
But Pooh knew what to do. He took the biggest jar he had, sat on it, and went to see Christopher Robin. When Pooh gave him the letter, Christopher Robin read it and said,
"It's from Piglet. He's asking us to help him. So we must go and help him. But how?"
And again, Pooh knew what to do. He put Christopher Robin's umbrella in the water. Now they could go in the umbrella to help Piglet. Soon they were at the place where Piglet lived. And they were all very, very happy.